Good morning, everyone. I'm going to take just a little time to be present. This is something that I'm trying to learn, is to be present in the situation. And this morning, about 7 o'clock or so, all the singers got a text that Byron was sick and wasn't going to be here. So my mind immediately went, okay, what are we going to be doing? And because this morning I was going to wrap up all my notes for doing communion. And so I want to be present. Because I love you guys. I look out in the audience, there are people I have known for years that I deeply love. Some that I haven't known as long, so maybe my love isn't as deep yet. Some of you are strangers, and I don't hate you. I want to love you. You know, God knows us all, so He loves us all. Okay, so what is this time for? It's to remember Jesus, right? We take communion, and it's a connection. There's also a scripture that Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 11:27 and 28, and he says, "So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner is guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup." So, we're going to examine. And it'll be a little different. What I want to do is I want to take you back, kind of share some things that I grew up with. I grew up going to church every time the door was open. Every time. My mom and dad, it's like, okay, unless you're sick, this is where we need to be. And I mean, from as far back as I can remember, we were always there. And you know what? What affected me the most were the songs, was singing. And if you know me, you know I love to sing. But I can remember from probably age 3 or 4 singing a song. And as I, you know, grew up, I'm sure there were great sermons. I know there were great times of communion. But what I've got stuck in my head are all these songs. I mean, hundreds, almost probably thousands of songs that I learned going to church week after week after week after week after week. And eventually, those songs started affecting my heart. And then the words started affecting my heart. And even though I'd grown up going to church, there's a difference between following Jesus and being at church. And so I made a decision right after I graduated from high school that I'm going to follow Jesus. But the songs were still there. I grew up, I've sung with some great song leaders. I don't know if you know who Ray Walker is. Ray Walker is part of a gospel quartet called the Jordanaires. The Jordanaires were the backup to Elvis Presley. And so he sang with Elvis Presley, and here he is leading singing. I thought, oh, this is just great, and what a great voice. When I got into college, I started up a chorus in college. We had a church chorus that we sang together. When I moved to Tulsa to go into youth ministry, I sang in a chorus there, and we were actually a traveling chorus. We traveled all over the West doing concerts. So there's a lot of music in me. But about 4 years ago, there was a song that came out that I don't know how long it had been out, but it was called There's a Stirring. Robert's familiar with it. The words go like this. There's a stirring deep within me. Could it be my time has come? When I'll see my gracious Savior face to face when all is done. Is that His voice I am hearing? Come away, my precious one. Is He calling me? Is He calling me? I will rise up and bow down and lay my crown at His wounded feet. And the music was good, and the words were great, and it just touched my soul. And so, remember when I said we're going to go examine something before we take the communion? Here's my exam question for you. It's just one question. Does he stir your soul? I mean, are you deeply moved by His life? Are you convinced, without a doubt, that He's the Son of God? That He lived on this earth? That He taught things that are just amazing? That He was willing, more than willing, actually, to give up His life, to die, to be allowed the opportunity to not only be dead, but that God raised Him from the dead? Does that move you? And yes, our emotions need to be involved in that, but a stirring affects how you live. It affects your day-to-day life in this world, at this time, tomorrow, the next day, and every day after that. Does Jesus stir your soul? And that's what we need to remember. You know, Paul, if you read through all the books he wrote, you can tell Jesus affected his life. And there's a passage when he's writing to the Galatians. He's dealing with some issues about following God's law, and he's talking about, yeah, that's what I did. I followed God's law, and then I met Jesus. And here's what he says stirred his soul, Galatians 2, in verse 20. It says, my old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Who loved me and gave himself for me. Being stirred in your soul has to come from understanding that Jesus loves you and that He gave Himself for you. And there's got to be no wishy-washy doubt about that. Do you understand in your soul that you are deeply loved, that you are adored? And you say, oh, well, but, you know, I kind of mess up, like, every day. God says, you are still loved and adored. And Jesus says, don't go mocking me by wondering if you're loved. I gave my life for you. You can know without a single doubt, no matter what you're going through, whenever you're going through it, that God deeply loves you. I deeply love you. And believe me, if you know that, if that moves you, you can pretty much go through anything. Now, it may be hard, and it may be difficult. I've been through some semi-difficult things in my life. Probably dealing with having to do with death. But God says, I'll take you through that. I took my son, Jesus, through that. I raised him from the dead. I will raise you. And so today we're here to honor Jesus, to remember him, to let him stir our souls. We're going to be taking communion at the tables today. So as soon as I get through praying, you can make your way to the tables. If you don't, if you aren't able to go to the tables, just raise your hand and one of these great servants will be glad to serve you communion. Let's pray together. God, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for giving us the breath that we breathe. Thank you most of all for giving us the life that your son lived and died and was resurrected for. God, we cling to Jesus. We ask that you would help us to see